Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Culver's is on the road. They've started their cheese curd tour across the U.S., stopping in 17 cities. And for folks who may not know, those curds are coming from the heart of America's Dairyland in eastern Chippewa County. LeGrander's Hillside Dairy in Stanley, Wisconsin is proud to be the sole supplier of Culver's cheese curds that are now touring the country. Ryan LeGrander gives us a history on that partnership.
Yeah, we are the only supplier for Culver's on their cheese curds. And we've been with them from the beginning, so... We were approached back in the early 2000s about making some cheese curds and freezing them, and they would be for batter and breading for deep frying, and they were for Culver's. It started pretty small back in the day, but has obviously grown tremendously since then, and it's been a great partnership ever since.
Share the volume with us. Just how many cheese curds are you preparing for Culver's alone?
Yeah, so just for Culver's, we're producing... over 7 million pounds a year of cheese curds for them.
Yeah, that's a lot. And you guys also have, I mean, your own, because you also have fresh curds, correct?
Yeah, we produce so we produce cheese curds every day. We're doing about 3 truckloads, so about 150,000 pounds of curd every day. They're available at our store, and we send them all across the country.
Give us an idea of your footprint, though. How many dairy farmers are you working with? What's that radius of where you're getting your milk from?
Yeah, so our milk is coming from about a 50-mile radius. They're all family-owned farms, and there's about 130 of them that ship milk to us. We have contract haulers that go out and pick them up every day and bring them down to the plant.
Ryan, can you walk us through how the breading process works and if that happens in the plant or through someone else?
Yeah, so we freeze the curds here at the plant, but we don't actually do the batter and breading. They go on to a third party to be battered and breaded before they go. Then they're packed into their serving size packs and then to the restaurants.
So what is the secret, Ryan, for how good your curds are? I mean, what makes those cheese curds so darn good?
Yeah, I can't tell all the secrets, but, it starts with quality. Quality milk makes quality cheese, and we strive every day to make the highest quality cheese curds we can, they're wholesome, fresh tasting, and that's really what it comes down to.
And that's the goodness that others in the United States will be able to enjoy thanks to the first ever traveling Culver's food truck. The Welcome to Delicious tour is stopping in 17 cities across the U.S. Ryan LeGrander joining us from LeGrander's Hillside Dairy in Stanley, Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.